for my segment of Farmer Friday, I've got Steve Boondert from over there in Oskaloosa. Steve, thanks for being with me here for my Farmer Friday.
You bet.
The harvest is in full swing there and a lot of activity going on all around. Making it to the finish line is always something that you have in the back of your mind, but this year we should be in good shape.
Yeah, we were able to get a good start, and fall season and harvest time is always one of my favorite times of the year.
Well, you're going to see how things have shaken out, so to speak. You know, it is always a challenge and a gamble on how farmers are going to be able to make it through. Are the insects going to get you? Is the hail going to be? Is the drought still happening? So you always have all those factors, but yet farmers are so optimistic to put it in the first place that it's going to give them a bountiful harvest at the end. And talk about that mindset.
Yeah, well, harvest starts way before the combines get out. We always start the season planting in early April with early season corn, with a goal to start corn harvest Labor Day week, and we take a majority of our crop straight to Eddyville out of the field, and so we watch that corn to grow and mature and black layer, and before you know it, we're at it again, and it's people were pretty optimistic this year. I think they have a right to be. I think the corn is running probably 10 to 20% better than last year as far as our corn crop. Beans are good. There's always little issues here and there, whether it's corn with wet feet or first year root worm in bean ground or hail damage on beans in some of this community. Nothing was a total loss, but there's a field here and there with some yield reduction, but for the most part, it's going to be a good fall.
Good deal. Did you happen to need the use of fungicide? So many people go ahead and utilize that and spray it on. Did you have to dig into that bag of tricks this year?
Yeah, we don't do 100%. We do the corn numbers that benefit the most from it, and sometimes the numbers further away from home. We're seeing about a 20 to 25 bushel increase on fungicide. We feel we need 15 bushel for return on investment with between the product and the helicopter and the wetter corn at harvest time. So yes, it paid. We'll do it again next year on a number of our acres again. We don't do it 100%. It was an investment that paid this year, although you got to kind of keep the return on investment in mind when you consider it's a fairly expensive trip.
That you do. Any problems in terms of equipment as you have cranked up the combine, the grain auger, the semis, and so on and so forth? Sometimes that comes into play, and then you got downtime. Talk about that.
We're pretty good shape. We put a load cell, a load weigh cell on one of our grain carts this morning. Our helpers went to the fields this morning to put a reverser switch on a combine, and just little things. We haven't had a major repair to where we've been down a day or anything, but there's little things that happen and you know, that you get down, and fortunately the parts, we were able to find the parts, and so yeah, breakdowns happen in farming, but we've been blessed with good help and parts availability, and so we haven't had a serious issue this fall as far as being down more than a few hours.
I'm talking with Steve Boondert for my segment of Farmer Friday. And Steve, once you get that crop out, you just keep on moving. A little bit of fall tillage, I'm assuming, will be on the horizon, as well as fertilizer application and anhydrous. Talk about those things.
We try and chisel our corn on corn acres. We try and work in the fertilizer. Our fertilizer plan, we fertilize every fall. Phosphorus is significantly higher price this year. Potash is more of a value, and so we are we're looking at that. We have honey, three sheds of honey to haul. There's anhydrous to put on for ourselves and others. Sometimes we high-speed disc stocks going to beans next year. Sometimes we don't, but there's always tiling, dozing. The dozing has started already. Fixing, cleaning terraces, building new terraces, fixing waterways, tiling, and it doesn't stop until the good Lord freezes the ground out on us.
Yeah, and right now nobody's talking about those freeze warnings, so that's good. Of course, it's kind of early yet. Those things will probably be coming out in October later on, but my goodness, you are in the deep throes of the harvest there, and it's just got to make you feel good to have everybody on board with your group there at Boonder Farms and getting the harvest in and working as a team, because quite honestly, everybody has to be on the same page as you turn those wheels in the field.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's a better, more blessed a dad and farmer than I just feel so thankful for all of our children. I'm thankful for our help. We enjoy what we do. The daughter-in-laws, one of my favorite parts of the fall is often my wife Jen brings in on a rainy morning, we'll bring in breakfast or find us for lunch, but the daughter-in-laws always bring a meal out to the field in the evenings. They take turns. We stop. And we thank God for our blessings, and we enjoy the grandkids, and we usually take about 15, 20 minutes in the field together with a meal, and then go on into the evening and often nighttime hours. So just a load of fun working with family and excellent, excellent help.
Well, quite honestly, Steve, you bring up a great point. In theory, people should, that are farming, take a break, whether they're doing the tillage, whether they're doing the combine, whether they're driving the truck. They should take a break every hour or so just to get reinvigorated because of the fact that some people find it a little monotonous. But yet, to help yourself out, stop and take a break. It's the simplest thing that you could do.
Yeah, for sure. And there are people wired differently. Some people like to just be at 5 in the morning and raring to go, but need to be home for reasons in the evening. And some people are part-timers, come out after work and work long into the evening and night hours. But we just really appreciate each other and care about each other. And at the end of the fall season, if we still borrow money to operate. So if the operating notes get paid and we provided for our family and there's enough to share with others, we've had a good year.
I've been talking with Steve Boonder for my edition of Farmer Friday. And folks, if you want to listen to this all over again, go to our website at www.KIICradio.com. Select that audio vault that's at the top tab there, and on the right side you can see this podcast as well as other podcasts as well, and you can listen to it all over again. Steve, thanks for being with me here on KIIC today.
Pat, it's always a pleasure.